This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have the numbers right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
A neutral export sales report is not exactly what we wanted to see, as both corn and soybeans have fallen behind when it comes to export sales for the year. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export sales numbers from the USDA.
Right in the middle of estimates, we came in at 938,000 tons for corn. The high end was 1.2 million. The low end was 600. On the beans, same thing, 433,000 tons. The low end was 250 and the high end was 700. So right in the middle of everything there. Not really giving us anything new to talk about other than the fact that we're still behind where we should be. It's not as bad on the corn side of things, but it's still a big issue on the bean side.
McBride said that, on the other hand, some flash sales of corn to Mexico provided some optimism for that marketplace.
There was a flash sale reported this morning. We sold some corn to Mexico, 132,000 tons. So about 61 of it was for old crop and 71 of it was for the new crop. So that's a good sign. Obviously, Mexico's still buying our corn, but that's never been an issue. That's something that they've continued to do. We'd much prefer to see China's name and actually have it be soybeans. But so far, not a bad start to the new crop sales for corn this year to Mexico.
For more marketing analysis, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.